WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The punk era was ushered in by bored teenagers on independent labels. This is pretty well known. But what may not be remembered as well is that the first of those independent labels started in Britain with a couple of bored non-teens with a wacky sense of humor that caused them to name their label Stiff. Rock historian Ed Ward has the story of a brief, glorious era of wackiness.
Oh, yes! I love my label, and my label loves me. Oh, she's so good and kind. Together we will pave our destiny.
Nick Lowe had good reason to love his label. After all, he'd been instrumental in starting it, and he'd done a lot of work for it since its inception. The label in question, of course, was Stiff, one of the looniest commercial ventures of all time. Stiff was born in 1976 at the hands of Jake Riviera and Dave Robinson, both of whom had started in the music biz as roadies and worked their way up into becoming managers and presences on England's pub rock scene. Like a small but vocal minority at the time, they thought music was boring, at least what was getting recorded, and they decided to do something about it and approached Nick Lowe, bassist with the recently disbanded Brinsley Schwartz Band, for some of his publishing demos, two of which got pressed up as the first Stiff single. Heart of the City and So It Goes were so different from what was out there that the record got immediate press, if no airplay. This was good. Neither Robinson nor Riviera was averse to publicity, and they made sure each new Stiff record stood out. Each had a picture sleeve, many had weird messages scratched in the outgroove, and you never knew what to expect when you touched the needle to the plastic. And that's how history gets made.
Is she really going out with him?
People may quibble, but most agree that The Damned's New Rose was the first British punk single. Produced by Nick Lowe, it enjoyed a modest chart success and attracted more attention, causing New Yorker Richard Hell to offer Stiff rights to his Blank Generation EP, the first transatlantic punk record. But for all that, the Stiff aesthetic was more traditional, and their next big artist was actually one of the younger pub rockers.
Calling Mr. Ozzel with a swastika tattoo. There is a vacancy waiting in the English voodoo carver. Beef for metal on the filter bar's head. When it's had enough for that, maybe you'll take him to bed to teach him he's alive, or he wishes he was dead. Turn up the TV, no one listening will suspect. Even your mother won't detect it, so your father won't know. They think that I got no respect, but everything means less than zero.
Elvis Costello established Stiff internationally, particularly after he signed with Columbia in the United States. At last, the label was making a little money, and the artist roster was getting more interesting every day.
Sex and drugs and rock and roll is all my brain and body need. Sex and drugs and rock and roll.
Ian Dury was an older chap with crutches due to childhood polio, an art instructor whose band The Blockheads seemed to be mostly jazzers. Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll may be his best-remembered song, but his beautiful Cockney-accented vignettes of London life, like My Old Man, were exquisitely crafted. By 1978, punk was part of the landscape, and new wave was the new catchword. Stiff, predictably, was on top of it, producing a record which may sound like a parody today, but which was perfectly serious at the time. In 1979, Stiff was on top of the world despite Jake Riviera's defection with his new management clients Elvis Costello and Nick Lowe, and they decided it was time to announce the next big thing, the Akron sound. Akron had, it's true, brought the world Devo, but neither the painful Jane Eyre nor teenage Rachel Sweet had much staying power. Actually, the act which saved Stiff's bacon was right in their backyard.
Hey, you! Don't watch that! Watch this! This is the heavy, heavy monster sound. The nuttiest sound around. So if you're coming off the street and you're beginning to feel the heat, well, listen, Buster, you better start to move your feet to the rockin'est, rock-steady beat of madness. One step beyond.
Madness was immense, gigantic, and the most commercially successful of all the neo-ska bands, which ushered in the 80s. Although they continued to be signed to Stiff until 1984, the label had clearly seen its day by 1981. There were occasional inspired records, but too many stupid novelties. Stiff died in 1986, although it was revived by outsiders for a while, but it left behind memories of the days when it really lived up to its motto, "If it's not Stiff, it's not worth a..."
Ed Ward lives in Berlin.